The Queen's Men. For the first time, authentic stories of the world-famous Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Tales of men who for almost 100 years have helped to keep peace in Canada. The Queen's Men.
Most exciting episodes of our young lives. I'd only been on the force for a couple of years, and Murdoch was always the adventurous type.
You mean Inspector Murdoch?
Yes, but he was just plain Constable Murdoch in those days. We were stationed together in the northernmost part of Alberta, about 12 of us. Inspector McIver was OC of the Peace River subdivision.
Oh, a lot of wild characters in that district, weren't there, Sergeant?
Well, wild, some of them, I guess. But there was a good deal of mischief and petty crime, too. There was one character in particular, Tom the Tailor. I'll never forget him. You know, Murdoch, I've got pretty fond of this section of the country.
Well, I can understand that. Once you get a sniff of Canada's northern air, you sure don't long for city duty.
I'm surprised you're content here, though. Not so much excitement in these parts.
Oh, I'm not all that keen on excitement.
Go on. I heard you complaining just this morning.
Not complaining, Grant. Merely remarking on it. Uh-oh.
Yeah?
Here's something interesting.
What?
Up the street there. Tom the Tailor, of all people. I see he's out.
Well, out of jail? Who is he?
You don't know Tom the Tailor? He's a real character, Tom is.
What was the tailor doing in jail?
Oh, he's only a tailor when he's inside. And he turns his hand to sewing and mending in order to pass the time.
Interesting occupation. You say, when he's in? Is he...
Oh, yeah, he's in and out. Really quite a fine fellow, Tom, in many ways. He sure has lots of friends.
What's his occupation when he's on the outside?
Oh, everything. Well, a little bit of everything. But here he comes. Morning, Tom.
Oh, hey. Very fine morning to you, too. Oh, not only one Mountie. Two Mounties.
Don't you remember me, Tom?
Oh, not especially. But then you Mounties all look the same to me. Mark, you hold no grudge, though. Hold no grudge at all.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. When did you get out, Tom?
Yesterday, sir. So I'm still on my rounds.
Your rounds?
Yeah. And getting reacquainted with my friends. Anxious to shake the hand of each and every one of them. Oh, I got to get back in the swing of things.
Now, what are you swinging to this time? The straight and narrow, I hope, Tom.
Oh, my word of honor, Constable. My sacred word of honor. You know, freedom looks mighty good. Mighty good indeed. You know, I think I may turn to tailoring.
Well, good luck,
you. Oh, and good luck to you, too. The both of you and your entire force. And may you continue to get your man. But not this one. Now, good day to you. Good day. Got my business to attend to.
Well, as you say, he doesn't seem like the ordinary type of criminal.
Oh, Tom isn't a criminal, really. He just can't resist stealing.
Well, don't you call that...
Well, he doesn't steal for himself. He has as many close friends as a dog has fleas. And he's forever giving them presents. Naturally, he can't afford to buy presents for so many friends, so he pinches them.
Well, I'll be...
Well, he hands them out, and when he gets caught, he cheerfully takes the rap.
Well, if those friends of his are real friends, they'll encourage him to stop giving presents.
Say, look at the time.
What is it?
It's time we got back. We're on duty in 20 minutes. You know what the old man's like.
I sure do. Let's get going.
Yes, Inspector?
You finished that report yet?
Just about, sir.
Well, just be sure it goes out in this afternoon's mail.
Right now, I'd like a word with you. You happen to be acquainted with a fellow who's known as Tom the Tailor.
Why, yes, sir. Constable Murdoch and I ran into him on the street a couple of weeks ago. Why do you ask?
Well, you men get into town more often than I do, and I'm just taken up. You may have seen something suspicious and not connected with Tom.
Do you mean, sir, that you had some suspicions about him?
I'm beginning to think... Well, look here. Another theft reported this morning.
Another one? Why, that makes 3 days running.
And $7 in the previous 2.5 weeks. This time it's a string of beads.
Beads, eh?
Now, look at these other thefts. One lady's fur piece. One set of kitchen dishes. A baby's cradle. Who's going to steal a cradle?
You'd think the parents would be too busy with a baby.
The kind of thing one might give as a present, don't you think, Grant?
Present? Why, yes, sir.
A wristwatch from Carney's jeweler's. Pair of moccasins, size 9. The next night they were returned to the store and the size 10.5 stolen instead.
It's no laughing matter, Grant.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. If you ask me, these robberies all point to the work of the same man, Tom the Tailor.
It does begin to look that way.
It began to look that way a week ago. Now I'm convinced.
Just circumstantial evidence so far, isn't it, Inspector?
I'm afraid so. Oh, there's Murdoch.
Murdoch!
Yes, sir?
Over here, please. How recently have you seen Tom the Tailor?
Not for several weeks, sir. Grant and I ran into him on the street the day after he got out of jail.
You've heard nothing since then?
No, sir.
Well, I want some evidence on that fella. And as you two at least know what he looks like, I'm putting you on the case.
You want us to trail him, sir?
No, he's too smart for that. You might scare him off. Start your investigation with the shopkeepers who've been robbed. Look over the premises. See what clues you can dig up in the next day or so and report to me before you're taking the steps in Tom's direction. That's all.
See, what have we got so far?
We've interviewed 6 of the shopkeepers, and all 6 shops were broken into the same way.
Window jimmied open, eh?
Yep. It sure does look like the work of one man.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. He never leaves any trace of his identity. You can't touch Tom unless he gives us some evidence.
Say, look at that.
What?
Down the street there, that boy with a sandwich sign on his back.
Yeah, what does it say? I can see. Bring your tailoring to town. Experience sewing of all kinds. New premises, 300 Maple Street. Wow.
So, Tom's going into business.
Now, do you remember he mentioned to us he might be going into the tailoring business? I didn't believe it. He's an odd job man. He's no businessman. Well, he can't stay put that long.
Well, looks like he's planning to be a businessman now.
Now, what I'd like to do is investigate his new premises at 300 Maple.
But the old man said to stay away from him, to investigate around him.
Okay, here's what we'll do. We'll continue our investigation, look into the rest of those robberies, and late tonight, if the coast is clear, we'll have a good look at that tailoring shop. Has your hardware store ever been broken into before, Ned?
No, never.
Now, will you itemize what the thief got away with?
That's the breakfast set, officer. 6 each of plates, cereal bowls, cups and saucers, and 1 cream and sugar.
But, Ned...
Go on, Millie. Go on about your business.
But you haven't mentioned the...
Man over there wants to be waited on, Millie. Now, go wait on him.
Oh, what was it you were going to say, Mrs. Parker?
She wasn't going to say nothing. A breakfast set is all that was stolen, I tell you. And it wasn't even worth much. I don't care all that much about a breakfast set. I've got work to do. Are you through asking questions?
Yes, all right, Ned. All through.
Well, goodbye, then.
Goodbye. You mind if we just look around?
Look around? What for?
I'm looking for some fishing tackle. I'd like to look over your supply.
Well, okay, go ahead. But me, I've got work to do.
Well, what do you make of that, Murdoch?
Something Ned isn't telling us. Something his wife knows.
And why don't we...
Just wait till he's out of sight. There, he's gone into the storeroom. Come on. Let's have a word with Millie.
No, mister, we haven't got any of those in stock right now. Try next week. We're expecting some in then.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
So, Mrs. Parsons?
Yes?
About that theft, can you tell me the value of that breakfast set?
Sure, and I'll tell you something else, too. Don't know what's got in it, Ned. Breakfast set was only worth $8.95. The sewing machine was worth $80.
Sewing machine?
You had a sewing machine stolen?
That we did, just last night. Not a word did Ned mention to the police.
Good work, man.
Well, I'm afraid it was pretty easy, Inspector. As soon as we heard about the sewing machine, we knew that Ted was shielding someone, obviously Tom.
The funny thing about that, sir, I still don't understand it. Why would Ned Parsons be so anxious to shield someone who would steal from him?
Well, it's the peculiar quality that Tom the tailor has. He just can't help stealing, and none of his friends hold it against him, even the ones he robbed.
Yes, he holds a romantic reputation, a sort of Robin Hood, that's it. I suppose Ned figured he'd get the sewing machine back, but quietly, so as not to get Tom into trouble. Well, you men did the right thing in searching Tom's premises and finding the machine. You got the goods on him this time.
We thought we'd better report back before we took any further steps.
Glad you did. Well, find out where he is and pick him up first thing in the morning. Don't rise into suspicion. You'll find him around town somewhere. Now, you'd better get some sleep.
You live here, sir?
Yeah, that's right.
Is it true that you put up Tom the tailor for a couple of nights last week?
Why, no, officer. We've got no extra room here.
Come on, now, let's have the truth. We were told he was staying here with you and your family.
Oh, somebody's pulling your leg, officer. One of his friends, maybe. You know, Tom, he's got a lot of friends.
Tom the tailor? No, I ain't seen him since he got out of jail.
You've got a new baby, haven't you?
Ah, sure. Fine little fella, 9 pounds.
Where'd he get that cradle?
That cradle belonged to my grandmother.
Yeah, don't you know that Sid Locke from the furniture store identified it as the one stolen from him?
Oh, no. That's what Sid thought at first, but didn't you hear? He changed his mind.
Inspector, we haven't got a chance. Every single person in this town is shielding him.
You mean you've not found any trace of him at all?
No, sir. We haven't let up all week.
I can see that. And all you've been doing is driving him more and more into hiding.
Oh, we're sorry, sir.
Well, it's not your fault, I guess. But I'm afraid he's fled south into the ranch district. You've been too eager, both of you.
Well, what do you suggest we do now, sir?
I suggest you drop the case and let someone else handle it.
Oh, but sir...
I'm putting new men on it this afternoon. You did a good job of getting evidence on Tom, but you sure canceled it out when you started after him. You're both on desk duty for the rest of the month. That's all.
Take a look at this.
What, local newspaper?
Yeah, look at that headline.
Tom the Tailor still at large. Capture momentarily expected. Why don't they leave it alone?
Why should they? They're having a fine time laughing at us.
Last night it was police closing in on Tom the Tailor. Every night a snide headline.
Grant, what if I said that you and I could bring Tom in within 1 week for sure?
Say it. I'll say you're crazy.
Far from it. It's perfectly simple.
Well, let's have it. You know I'd give my right arm for the chance.
Well, I think everybody's going about this case the wrong way. Here's Tom, popular as a saint in the whole countryside. He has scores of friends looking after him, feeding him, hiding him.
Yeah, go on.
And here are the Mounties in our very distinctive uniforms going in on horseback... where they can see us coming for miles.
Huh?
Every new man we send in is spotted and tagged. And they're going to see that Tom is where the police aren't.
Hey, that's right.
Well, look, I think you and I could get him if we went into this district he's hiding in as homestead seekers.
You mean in plain clothes?
Exactly, as homesteaders. There are dozens of people looking for land. We wouldn't be suspected at all. Besides, everyone is so concentrated in keeping tabs on the police that they won't give us a thought.
As a matter of fact, the police will be a help to us. Tom's friends are likely busy slipping him around from one place to another. We could easily run into him while all their efforts are concerned with evading our boy.
Exactly. Now you've got the idea.
Now, you've forgotten one little item.
What's that?
The O.C.
Oh, we'll handle the inspector in the morning. Right now, let's run over to Frank Hetherington's and hire a team and a rig. He's got the best line of rigs and horses in town. We'll hire it for a few days, and we'll tell him we'll give him a call in the morning, and he can bring it over.
Okay.
That's all very well, but you're seriously suggesting taking off your uniforms and going right out of touch with...
But, Inspector, it makes sense.
On the contrary, I see several important flaws in your scheme, Murdoch. You and Grant are the only two left here. How can I drain my detachment of all men?
Perhaps you could recall a few men, sir.
What about the fact that you two are known by Tom's friends? You can change your clothes, but not your faces.
We're only known by the Peace River people, and if we get down into the ranch country, where you're pretty sure he's hiding out, we're strangers.
Well, that's true. Hang it all, Nordic, your scheme is sound, I must confess.
Well, then, may we try it, sir?
For 1 week, that's all.
Yes, sir. May I use the phone for a minute?
Go ahead.
Thanks.
See here, Grant.
Yeah, 3397, please, operator.
You're getting a second chance, and I hope you're grateful for it.
Oh, yes, sir.
Oh, Frank, it's Constable Murdoch, the detachment. Send that team and rig straight over, will you? Yeah, we'll be wanting it for the week. Okay, thanks.
Well, Murdoch, you seem pretty blame sure I'd grant your request.
Oh, yes, sir. I knew that when I put it up to you, you'd see it was the only sensible thing to do. Mm. Yeah, we'll be going now, sir. Come on, Grant.
Homesteaders, eh?
Yeah, that's right. My friend and I have been riding around this district for a couple of days now without finding anything much.
Oh, well, you should do all right. This is good territory. Land's good. Hunting good.
Hunting, eh?
Oh, we're not much at hunting.
I think you'll find there's quite a few good homesteads north of the town of Sherwin.
Sherwin? That's some south of here, isn't it?
Yeah. Hub of the whole area, Sherwin is. Good hotel area you could put up till you get located.
Well, thanks very much for your advice. I think we'll do just that.
Sounds like a good idea. Thanks a lot.
Oh, don't mention it. Get up, Betsy. Good luck to you, young fellas.
I wonder if he'd wish us good luck if he knew what we were really after. He's probably one of old Tom's pals.
Well, maybe not. It's a big area.
Yes, and Tom has friends all over it. He spent 40 years investing in friends.
Seems to have paid off.
Well, it won't work forever. I think the town of Sherwin would be a good place for us to start. The old fellow's right. It's the hub, you know.
Went in at the hotel and keep your eyes open, eh?
That's right. Well, we've only got a week, so let's hope we can get something accomplished tonight. Get up there.
Doesn't seem much doing around the hotel, Murdoch.
Yeah. Still, we can't expect to find Tom sitting right in the lobby. We've got our room. We've established our identity. It seems we were right. No one pays much attention to homesteaders. What do you say we stroll on down to the pool room? That's usually quite a center for news and scandal in these small towns.
Good idea. How's your game?
Not so hot. It'll keep suspicion off us anyway.
How do you mean?
Well, didn't you know, Grant? The Mounties have a reputation for being thoroughly efficient at everything.
What'll it be, men?
A Coke, please.
Same here.
Two Cokes.
Make it three.
Three, right.
Good evening.
Howdy.
You live around here?
Yep.
My friend and I just hit town.
Have a cigarette?
Thanks. Don't mind if I do. Where are you from?
The West, B.C. We're looking for homesteads.
What's the matter with British Columbia?
Oh, you know how it is. You get thinking you want to move on. Maybe things will be better somewhere else.
Me, I always thought I'd like to move to B.C.
You been here long?
All my life.
Have a light?
Thanks.
Well, I guess you know the countryside pretty well. Maybe you can give us some...
Hey! There goes one! No, wait a minute.
Hey, what's all the excitement?
I'll be back in a minute.
Murdoch, what's happened?
Something's throwing them all over the window. We'll never get through.
Wait till I get up on this stool. Maybe I can see over their heads.
Well, what is it?
Yeah.
Can you,
What do you know? It's Sergeant Woody Harron of the Long Acre Detachment.
No kidding.
Calmly trotting down the middle of the road in full uniform in a flashy black stallion. You know, he makes quite a picture.
Here comes our friend.
Sorry, fellas. What were we saying?
Say, what's all the excitement about? Haven't these guys ever seen a Mountie before?
Sure, lots of them. But they're after Tom and they'll never get him.
Tom who?
Tom the tailor. Haven't you ever heard of him?
No, like I said, we just hit town. Well, what about him?
Well, say, that's quite a story. There's dozens of police after him, have been for weeks, and if he's given him the runaround, everybody's here getting a kick out of it.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's just pretty hard to swallow.
Yeah. It's true. They won't get Tom.
Well, if, as you say, there have been dozens of Mounties after this man for weeks, you can bet he isn't in this district.
Oh, you think so, eh? Well, I'll tell you something, stranger. Tom was in here just last night and shot a game of pool.
Smart fella.
You bet he is. Did you say you were looking for Homestead?
Why didn't you ask more questions, Murdoch?
I didn't dare. I figured we'd gone exactly far enough. So Tom's right here in town. Boy, what a stroke of luck.
Well, he won't hang around long, though, if Woody keeps walking up and down the street in that uniform of his.
Exactly. That's why we've got to catch up with Woody and tell him to clear out. This town's our private preserve, Grant. Long as nothing happens to rout him out, we should pick Tom up right here within a matter of days.
Well, I guess we've stalled over breakfast as long as it's safe to do.
Yeah. Must be careful not to attract any attention at all.
One place we know Tom isn't, anyway. This dining room.
Yeah. Well, let's take a stroll around town.
Yeah. Say, I got an idea.
Hmm?
I'll bet you if anyone around here is a pal of Tom's, it'll be the hotel manager.
Could be. What have you got in mind?
There he is over by the window, talking to a couple of waiters. He just finished. Let's walk over that way and I'll show you.
Now look, don't go putting your foot in it.
Don't worry. It may not work, but it won't lose us anything. Howdy.
Morning, man. Enjoy your breakfast?
You bet. Say, is that red coat still around?
No, I was just checking. He pulled out last night.
After a thorough search for Tom, eh?
Yeah. Those guys couldn't find their own mother.
Well, if you see Tom, tell him good luck from Sam and Dave.
Sure, I'll do that. We see him around noon.
At the pool?
No, he won't be there till tonight.
Well, it sure was a good breakfast. So long.
I'm glad you liked it.
Good work, Grant. That was a stroke of genius.
Oh, I had a hunch it might work, but I didn't think he'd walk right into it like that.
Well, now we can spend the day loafing and just walk into that pool room tonight and take him.
You better call in some of the boys that's around the place, too. There'll be a bit of a scrap, that's my guess.
Good idea. Let's get to work. Grant, I don't understand it. We've watched every soul that's walked into this pool hall for 5 solid hours, and no sign of Tom. I guess that hotel manager was wrong.
Or on to us. Maybe he knew what we were up to all the time.
Well, I don't think Tom's going to turn up here tonight. We better go outside and tell the boys to come out of hiding and go home.
Okay, let's go.
Yep.
Sorry, lady. I wasn't watching where I was going. Hope I didn't hurt you.
You all right, ma'am?
Speak up, lady. What's the matter with you?
Seems to have lost her voice.
Just a minute. Help this lady over to the light, Murdoch. No, you don't. Don't play with us, ma'am.
Grant, for Pete's sake, what's the matter?
Murdoch, take a look. She's got a 3 days' growth of beard.
What?
No.
Well, you're right. Pull that shawl off the head.
There.
Well, well. Tom the tailor.
Oh, okay, Monty. I guess you got me. But I sure did give you a chase, didn't I? You know, I had a feeling this morning I ought to shave.
Tom was done up like an old peasant lady, and he'd been traveling that way for weeks. That was how he managed to elude us for so long.
Oh, quite a story, Sergeant. Did you have much of a fight on your hands taking him in?
No, he came peacefully as a lamb. Tom knew when he was licked.
How did he make out at the trial?
Well, he got a stiffer sentence than he was accustomed to getting. Taught him and his friends a good lesson, and gave us back our reputation in northern Alberta.